Here's an interesting test. When you receive surprising advice from a trusted source, what do you do with it? So, surprising advice from someone or something that you trust. I'm not talking about some random person on the internet tells you you suck or something. I'm telling you, someone you trust, a friend, a colleague, a spouse, someone you trust tells you something that's surprising. What do you do? There's two main options. There's a good litmus test. Next time it happens to you, or perhaps you can reflect on the last time it happened to you, maybe you get really tough feedback. Maybe somebody says something you just totally disagree with. What do you do? Option A, ask a lot of questions. Option B, share why you see it differently. If you're knee-jerk, as soon as you receive the advice or the data from the trusted source, is to share why you see it differently, you almost for sure are covering a blind spot by being defensive. It doesn't feel like in the moment you have a perfectly logical case as to why your thought is right and their thought is not. But if when you receive advice, when I receive advice, preaching to the choir, preaching to myself here, when I receive advice from someone I trust and I immediately in my head or worse verbally start refuting it, I am by definition defending myself. And if they're trusted advice, why would I not, unless I'm defending myself, why would I not ask a bunch of questions to figure out where they're coming from and get deep to the matter? So you can self-assess with this. When you receive advice, data from a trusted source, you can either ask lots and lots and lots of questions, or you can share why you see it differently. Here's the interesting part. If all you do is ask lots of questions, you're out nothing. You're going to learn something for sure. But if all you do is share why you see it differently, you have gained nothing because you already knew why you see it differently. So you've learned nothing, actually. Like your defense did nothing. All it did was reconfirm to yourself without any critical thinking why you believe what you believe, which is mostly just a waste of time. So when you receive data from a trusted source, you can ask lots of questions or you can share why you see it differently. Asking lots of questions is the only route to learning a thing. Sharing why you see it differently only. There's only one endpoint, which is to confirm and protect an existing way of thinking and being. Most coaches and consultants who have a resource that they give away online aren't leveraging their thank you page, also referred to as a confirmation page, the way they should. Your thank you page is actually an opportunity to generate additional traffic to your website if you do the right things to make it go viral. This month only, I'm giving away my viral thank you page playbook, which includes everything you need to make your thank you page become a viral traffic source to your website, resulting in a lot more leads for you. You can grab it for free this month only at growthtools.com/free. Again, that's growthtools.com/free.